Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power rankings, top of the hour, top five teams in the NFL. This was as tough as any week with any power rankings that we've done because we haven't done the straight 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a little while. And then you do it now. I'm like, I don't know. There's nobody that's great. And then you have the team that was looked at as the best team. They end up losing to Carolina in convincing fashion. That was ugly. Very challenging, very challenging. We'll get to that coming up. Large list of teams that all seem to be about the same, at least the top 10. Joe O, Sammy P with you. All right, Sam, what's your question for Paul? You teased him that during the break, and Paul sounded thrilled. He was very excited for this question that you're going to have for him.
Oh, he'll be excited for the question. So having just listened to Nate Collins in the last segment, are we betting our severance checks on the Jags money line or what?
Severance checks, no. I was thinking about it.
I only wish that when Nate said there's no chance the Jags are losing this game, we could have seen Paul's reaction. That's all I wanted to see live.
Was that good or bad?
I don't know.
Okay, let's understand that.
Jags teaser.
Huge fan. He's saying Jaguars no matter what. He's never coming out and saying Jaguars are losing, right?
So he hasn't said it all year.
Yeah,
all year history, he hasn't said it.
The history is a fair point, though. I mean, sometimes you're just snake bitten in a certain divisional circumstance. So, I mean, I buy that. What are we expecting out of Daniel Jones? Honestly, like, I don't want to go crazy. Are the Colts definitely making the playoffs?
No, that's not crazy at all.
So we talked about that on the show before the Chiefs game. They were 8-1 to miss, and I don't know who brought it up, but it was discussed because they had to go through Kansas City, and then they had a bunch of divisional games, and they were 8-1. Now they're like 250 to miss the playoffs plus 250. Let me check.
I think it's closer to a coin flip. Oh no, you're right.
It can't be a coin flip.
Plus 230 to miss. I thought it would be closer. Yeah.
So it is playoff machine season, and I started to mess around with that thing a little bit. Like, they lose this game, they're in trouble, the Colts.
Yeah.
Like, they're a short favorite. They win this, things level out, and a little stability. But, I mean, look, I don't think Daniel Jones – I think there's a couple things. So the Sam Darnold Vikings thing last year that we saw, right? We saw what happened in the playoffs. I think that's very much in play for the Seahawks again this year. I think that's very much in play with the Colts and Daniel Jones this year if they get to the playoffs. I just can't buy either of those teams in the playoffs with those quarterbacks to make a deep run. But the Colts got to get there, man. And, I mean, this would not be the first time we see, like, an 8-3 team fall apart and completely miss. And, like, the injury to Daniel Jones was one thing, but you were starting to see the real Daniel Jones a little bit too. So if they lose this game, they're in trouble.
Yeah. Okay, Jaguars twice. Is a split fair?
Yeah, sure.
Jaguars twice. Okay, so now we're at 9 wins. At Seattle, loss.
Yep.
hosting San Francisco.
Don't, you guys are no longer allowed to say that any San Fran game is a loss for San Fran because you keep doing
no, I'm not,
it and they keep winning.
No, I'm not going to.
Just because we took the Cardinals. I would have said
loss for Jacksonville.
This has been going on for a month. They can't keep winning. They can't keep winning, and they keep winning.
I'm just staying off their games. But, like, for this exercise, I mean, that game's where? Is it in Indy?
Yeah, it's coin it's in flip. Indy. Yeah, that's a coin flip.
I mean, it's a coin flip game, and then Houston is the last game. Like, this is not an easy road for the Colts,
man,
at all.
If you don't want to be going in there,
has any, Houston might have every their lives, their playoff lives to play for in that last game.
Yeah.
So
I have to go into my messages. Shope has a bunch of Colt shorts. We definitely talked about this with him because he bet it. He bet Colts to miss, and I want to say he bet under 11.5 wins adjusted. Whew. I've got the bets in our text thread. I gotta find them. I don't want to.
They
like,
played their best ball out. Early.
I think he also. Early. I think he bet some Jags and Texans division. So he went like a variety of ways, basically shorting the Colts a couple weeks ago.
Yep. And they've had two losses since.
Are we necessarily buying the Jaguars? I mean, their schedule's a little easier. They got the Jets in there. Obviously, Colts twice. Broncos is tough, but you got the Titans to wrap up the season. A little bit softer landing.
It's Texans, right? Texans are...
I mean, that's the team that I've sort of fallen towards. I have no bets on it, and I hate that, again, talked about something that was a good idea. Texans to make were 8-1 and did absolutely nothing with it. I mean, you watch them play D, and to hear a guy who played in the NFL say that that's how you're supposed to play that side of the ball. Like, they're just dominating. These O-lines have no chance. And, you know, we'll talk with Jeff about this tomorrow because Jeff played O-line in the NFL. Like, that Chiefs line could be down 2 or 3 starters against that Houston D front. That's a problem, man.
I was thinking when you guys were talking about that with Nate, I'm like, can Andy scheme against that? And I just don't know. I just don't
know. They can't
run. And here's...
Can't run the ball.
Right. Now, here's the last thing I'll say, Joe, is do you wait for it or not? Because I'm thinking maybe you wait for the Texans to lose this game and then bet them to get it. Now, if they win, you know.
Missed it. You missed it. Hmm.
But the rest of their schedule, Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts.
We were doing Super Bowl bets like a month ago, and I brought up the Texans at 50-1, and Horvat's making fun of me on Twitter about it. And like, I look at it now. I was talking to a Patriots fan yesterday, and about the teams that could make, might not make, and you know all that stuff. And he was like, "Please, no Kansas City." It's like, "You sure about that?" I said, "Would you rather play these Chiefs or these Texans in the playoffs?" I know it's hard to say that I'd rather play Patrick Mahomes, but would you rather play that Texans defense?
Yes.
You'd rather play the Texans?
I think so too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, in a playoff game, it's much different. Feels because different. I'm talking about Mahomes against either Stroud or Davis Mills.
Yeah, that's still in play. Like, Davis Mills is still in play.
That's all. Right. That's all.
And there's still
quarterbacks get.
He sucks.
Quarterbacks. I know, but quarterbacks get so much more weight in the playoffs when they're at an elite level.
Yeah.
You're basically betting against Brady all over again. If you're doing the Mahomes fade, you're betting against Brady. And Brady and the Patriots went to, 8 straight AFC title games? Like, it's the same thing.
How many great defenses have the Patriots faced this year? Any?
A half? One?
God. It's just.
Dude, I'm in some Patriot group threads. Like, go figure. My life right now is Bears group threads and Patriots group threads. That's my life. Just all of them. Just talking about how easy it is to win in this league. And it's.
They force you to hate those teams. Yeah.
Hate's a strong word. I hate Bears fans for sure. Patriot fans, the people I don't care.
You talk to.
But the ones, the Patriot guys are saying, like, see, didn't take us that long to find our next Brady. And you're like, oh my God. Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Let's talk next year.
Right. Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud year two, or I guess what, year three? Yeah.
Yeah. Much tougher schedule, all that. Like, yeah, it's going to be. So, yeah, if you look at the Patriots, let's see, tough defenses.
No, again, they have not.
Cleveland, the Browns, there was Cleveland. Yeah. No, I'd say that Cleveland. Counts. And that's one. It. The rest are really bad.
My first number was a half. I was right there.
I guess Bills earlier in the season, you could make the argument.
It also wasn't at Cleveland. It was home. Yeah. But, you know, they still played them. Cleveland's.
And that game was really tight at half. That game was tight at half, and then Cleveland just had a bunch of mistakes in the third quarter, I believe.
That's right. Yep.
Do we have to talk about Joe G?
Yes.
Tanner McKee?
Tanner McKee. Well, I was more just thinking, like, is it time to buy low on the Eagles? After everyone's out, everyone's jumping shit.
Why is this the vibe in Philly? They just won the Super Bowl.
Always is. Oh, dude.
The afternoon or the morning radio host is saying to bench the quarterback who just won the Super Bowl MVP. Are these people insane?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. That's the only justification to want to bench the Super Bowl MVP the next season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They're miserable. Well, they're playing into the miserable fan base, but miserable fan base. They want something to complain about and be the victim, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's nice to have them at arm's length. I'll say that, my people.
Out of nowhere, I got a message from Joe G the other day.
Me too.
Just going on and on. Ben, this reminds me of Sean McVay. He's the next Sean
McVay.
He copied and pasted. Yeah. Good. Maybe send it to both of us at the same time. And he ends it, Eagles are in trouble.
Yes.
He was amping himself to get on the air. Yes.
He said this last year and they won the Super Bowl.
This is why we bring it up. This is why. When Sam, this is before. I was saying Phillies World Series, and he's like, they're not making the playoffs. And what happened? The Phillies go to the World Series. This is what they do. I'm not sitting here saying the Eagles are winning the NFC, but does it mean we bet on them this week? They're all out.
Eagles this week. Yes, 100%.
I got to write that down.
The Eagles.
Eagles. I got to write that Chargers down. I got to remember that one.
And minus three.
You love Philly. That short favorite roll, minus two on the road.
No O-line.
There's no home field. No home field either.
There will be. That's going to be an Eagles trip. It'll be home field towards the Eagles, if anything.
I'm writing this down. Philly.
Eagles.
Money line.
Yeah.
Minus two and a
birds.
Half. Do it now? Like, what if we get word on Herbert later in the week?
So three at Westgate. Already three.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some threes popping. All right.
More there. More here next. Power rankings. Our top five teams in the NFL. This was tough. I'm expecting some differences here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.